Hang on to your seats for a second. We're going to talk about a show on the Cartoon Network called Robot Chicken. It's a sketch comedy show, like, say, Saturday Night Live, except done with stop-motion animation and action figures and much darker humor. It especially appeals to those of us in the generation that grew up with cartoons like Strawberry Shortcake, television shows like Fantasy Island, and Michael Jackson of the Thriller years. Seth Green and Matthew Senreich are the masterminds of Robot Chicken, whose third season premieres Sunday, and they are obsessed with Star Wars.
Oh, that's an understatement.
Yeah.
I think it's what drove both of us into the entertainment business is just, you know, I remember going to the theater with my dad when I was, 3 years old. And then again when I was 5.
It's the fact that you know both of those.
I know. It's embarrassing.
That defines your interest.
But my dad took me out of school in third grade to, like, stand online starting at 5 in the morning for Return of the Jedi.
You're never going to need an education the way you need Star Wars.
But,
it's a cultural touchstone. I mean, it's something that everybody can relate to because everybody participated.
But we're not just talking about, I want to make sure our listeners understand, you take people's knowledge of Star Wars and you then turn it around and make fun of it in a way you could only do with something that is so culturally deep in our culture as Star Wars is. Let's play this clip here of the Emperor who is sitting at his desk and gets a phone call.
Go for Papa Palpatine.
You have a collect call from
Darth Vader.
I gotta take this. Hold on. Vader, how's my favorite Sith? Whoa. Just slow down. Huh? What do you mean they blew up the Death Star? Who's they? What the hell is an aluminum falcon?
These are the conversations that we end up having. It's like our head writer, Doug, just kind of threw out the fact of, like, you know, what was that phone call?
Because at some point, Vader had to call him and be like, I totally screwed up. Everything's blown up.
He had to tell his boss that, yeah, everything went wrong. And that couldn't have been a happy phone call.
I understand that this exact scene here is what piqued the interest of George Lucas himself, the creator of Star Wars.
That's true. We got approached by the publicity team at Lucasfilm because they'd seen the sketch. We sat down with the entire, like, developmental team of Lucasfilm, and they said, what are you guys interested in doing? We're like, half-hour Star Wars special, all Robot Chicken. And remarkably, they let us make it.
And he liked it so much that he went ahead and starred in one of your episodes.
You're George Lucas!
I take it you're here for the Star Wars convention.
I sure am. Who want to see my costume? See? I'm a Tauntaun. But I don't have to tell you. You invented Tauntauns.
Well, that's serious.
Listen to my Tauntaun call.
Nicely done.
It was very fun watching Seth direct George because each one was playing up the persona of the other. So George was playing the actor, and Seth was playing the director, and all they did was play to the stereotypes of what those were supposed to be as they were performing their roles.
I want to ask you a little bit about how you work here. Working all in stop motion has got to be difficult.
Yes, the process is really tedious, and you've got an animator specifically dedicated that spends all day moving each character incrementally to form a scene as they take pictures of each movement. Neither one of us ever animate. We hire professionals to do that.
Yeah, we have like 12 to 14 animators on hand that will do anywhere between, you know, 5 to 10 seconds a day. And they just stand there and move it, you know, little by little and take a picture as it just, like, the arm moves up. And you just sit there and watch their patience and how much personality they can give to
an inanimate object.
Yeah.
5 to 10 seconds a day?
And that's enormous. Usually with a feature, you know, animation, A Nightmare Before Christmas or Curse the Were-Rabbit, they'll average like 2 to 3 seconds a week because it's so highly detailed and the lighting schemes and just how complicated a shot can be.
You know, I was thinking of that when I was looking at your new season starts next week, and I was thinking of all of this. There is one scene where there are 4 Slee Stacks. These are the evil sort of alien things that used to be on the Land of the Lost.
We like to think that they were misunderstood.
They're all sitting in a library when one of them gets a phone call, and it's just a play on how Slee Stacks talked on the Land of the Lost.
Yeah, they had no communication other than that whisper.
Let's listen to this scene.
there's an escalating aggravation amongst the sleaze. There's like five of them in the library, and one of their phone rings, and they answer it with that shh, and then somebody shushes them, and then they all start shushing each other.
Which is a play on how sleaze decks communicated in the Land of the Lost, which, I mean, it's such inside baseball cultural, like, I can't even get there. But the point is it worth the payoff of spending days and days animating something that short?
To tell you, you know, that's the entire philosophy of our show is let's only put a joke on screen for as long as it can be sustained. Hmm. And we do some longer storytelling things with multiple jokes built in where we're making, you know, tons of commentary about a specific property. We actually have a sketch this season, which is a spoof on Law and Order, where it's an entire episode of Law and Order told in about a minute 30. And every single character is an anthropomorphic chicken. And there's no dialogue. There's just that bong bong. And they're emoting in a chicken voice. So you've got two detectives inspecting a scene, and they're like, the other one's like, and they're like, let's go check out a suspect.
The entire story you understand completely without having to understand any word in it.
Law and Order is so simple in its execution that you don't need dialogue.
Okay. Thanks to Seth Green, Matthew Senreich. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Seth Green and Matthew Senreich are the co-creators of Robot Chicken, the stop-motion animation series on Cartoon Network's Adult Swim. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.